Bill Kreutzmann turns 73 today.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Game of Thrones, people admitted, yeah, you got us. We accidentally left the coffee cup in that scene, a Game of Thrones on Sunday night. They say it was a latte from the set's craft services.
Starbucks got all the love.
Yeah, they did. It worked out well for Starbucks. Meatloaf took a nasty fall on Saturday and busted up his collarbone. He was appearing at a Texas horror movie convention when the loaf went down. And they took him off to the hospital for observation. He spent the night. You know, he had a fall during a concert in Edmonton in 2016. So, you know, the loaf is, he's hurting these days.
You understand me?
Yeah.
You motherfucker, you look at me all night.
Don't do it.
Yes,
somebody. Don't do it.
You're in the hospital in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, somebody paid for that backstage. So mm-hmm. I'm sure there was somebody left something on the stage that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah,
that
I heard
caused
he tripped
him to
over
fall.
Some cords or something.
Yeah, some cord.
Tripped over some cords.
Yeah. Okay, Netflix is showing, they released it this weekend, that Ted Bundy movie that stars Zac Efron. And so Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy, the actress who plays Bundy's girlfriend is Phil Collins' daughter, Lily Collins. I had no idea. I watched the thing, and I didn't know until after the fact that that was Phil Collins' daughter. And she has an important role in this because it's really, this movie is seen through her eyes. It's her perspective. A single mom who started dating Bundy in the 70s here in Seattle, and then, you know, the struggles with her relationship with him throughout the whole deal because he keeps contacting her. Even when he's on the run. Anyways, Lily Collins, Phil Collins' daughter, she's 30 years old, says she would wake up every night at 3:05 in the morning while preparing for the role of Bundy's ex-girlfriend. She said, I'd go downstairs, have a cup of tea, and try to figure out why I keep waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, I started being woken up by flashes of images like the aftermath of a struggle. And she said, I discovered that 3 a.m. is the time when the veil between the realms is the thinnest and one can be visited. That's at 3 o'clock in the morning, folks. If you ever wake up at that time, hell, I wake up at 3 every morning.
Yeah, same.
But it was for work. But it also...
Does that mean the doors of perception are open? What doors are open?
I don't know. She says it's the veil between the realms is the thinnest. So that's your best chance to see ghosts, I guess.
There's the known.
Or be visited.
And the unknown. And in between, there's the doors.
So she did visit the real-life former girlfriend who lives here in Washington. She still lives here in Washington, and her daughter, they both still live somewhere here in this state. So Phil Collins' daughter met both of them before she did the movie, you know, to check in, to get their story on all that.
And on a 1 out of 10, what did you give them? 1 to 10?
The movie, yeah, you know, maybe a 7 or something, a 6 or 7. It wasn't bad. I mean,
look for James Hetfield early.
James Hetfield is in one of the very early scenes. John Malkovich plays a judge. He's great. But, you know, I learned some stuff. I don't know if this was covered in the documentary that came out on Netflix not too long ago.
I watched the 4-part series.
Did you?
Yeah.
That Bundy actually proposed to his girlfriend in court?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's all part of the documentary.
Oh, my. I mean, that was unbelievable. And they were married.
And they had a child, I believe, if I remember right.
Yeah, they had a child, but they married in court, the courtroom, because Bundy was defending himself and brought her up as a character witness and then proposed to her there. And because he proposed to her, I guess, in a courtroom with a judge present in the state of Florida, that automatically means it's a marriage. That it's binding at that point.
He knew some loopholes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, and then Bill Wyman, the former Rolling Stone, says, yeah, you remember that time when I married that teenager? That was pretty stupid,
Mandy?
Yes. Wyman now says he regrets marrying Mandy Smith in 1989 when he was 52 and she was 18. There's a documentary about Bill Wyman right now that's called The Quiet One. Wyman says he says he was stupid to ever think it could possibly work. They met when he was 47 and she was 13.
Yeah, foolish to think that would work.
And though
she
was of legal age when they married, she claimed they first had sex when she was just 14. The two of them ended up splitting up in 1991, just 2 years after their marriage. Wyman defends the relationship, saying, well, it was from the heart. It wasn't lust, which people were seeing it as. But he also admits she was too young. I felt she had to go out and see life for a bit. Yes. Yeah, I think so. When you meet her at 13.
Yeah, Bill. Even Mick Jagger's going, geez, Bill.
So who would marry him after that? Well, some woman did in 1993, and she's still married to him. She's their third. She's his third wife, and they have three daughters. That's it. That's the trash.